Okay, Annie, let's look at the second conditional now. Okay?
All right.
When do we use the second conditional? Well, we use it when we're hypothesizing about the present.
Okay.
Or if you like, creating an alternative present. Yeah?
Vale.
For example, I can't speak Chinese. That's a reality. It's a fact. But if I could speak Chinese, okay?
All right.
Estoy imaginando la situación
en si la que... Si pudieses hablar
eso es.
Chino.
Yes, it is. Okay, good. How do we form the second conditional? Well, we have if plus the past simple. And then in the other clause, en la otra oración.
El condicional.
Would más el verbo básico.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew, I would tell you. Okay?
All right.
And don't forget, of course, with the verb to be, we always say if I were, if he were. Simple as were. Es vale. Una excepción. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bien, vamos a ver. Si fuera inglés, no necesitaría este curso.
If I were English, I wouldn't need this course.
Si no necesitara este curso, gastaría mi dinero en otra cosa.
If I didn't need this course, I would spend my money in other thing.
On other things.
On other things.
Or on something else, que es mucho más natural para nosotros, ¿no?
Okay, on something else.
If I didn't need this course, I would spend my money on something else. We always talk about spending money on something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've spent a lot of money on books this month, for example.
Vale.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of money on food?
Not too much.
Not too much. Okay. Another example. Si yo fuese un guisante, sería muy chiquitito. If I were a pea, venga.
If I were a pea, I would be very little.
Very little or really tiny.
Really tiny.
Good. Un guisante, a pea. Pea, se escribe.
Mm-hmm.
Pea. Bien. If I were a pea, I would be really tiny. Si supiera la respuesta, te lo diría.
If I knew the answer, I would tell you.
Good. If I knew the answer, I would tell you. ¿Me lo dirías si supieras la respuesta?
Would you tell me if you knew the answer?
Good. ¿Serías feliz si vivieras en Francia?
Would you be happy if you lived in France?
Good. Would you be happy if you lived in France? Muy bien, pero como no vivo en Francia, por eso has empleado el segundo condicional.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Pasamos al tercero.